O holy God, may the words of my mouth, the songs in our hearts, may they all be pleasing to you, O God, who is our guiding star and our Redeemer. Amen. So things can change in an instant. Just ask the Buffalo Bills. 1 minute they are running around, making hard hits, tackling on the football field. And the next, they're worried about their teammate, DeMar Hamlin, and whether or not he would survive a heart attack. Things can change in an instant. Did you hear the song of Moses that Mary Sue read? He led his people to the edge of the Red Sea, not knowing what to do next. Do we start swimming? What's going to go on? But God parts the Red Sea, and they walk through, being saved from Pharaoh's onslaught. Things can change in an instant. One moment, Mary is a single mother, or single woman, excuse me, engaged to an upright and righteous man. The next, an angel shares with her that she would be the mother of Emmanuel. Things can change in an instant. One moment, Joseph is ready to dismiss Mary quietly. The next, he's the stepfather of Jesus. Things can change in an instant. In the sky, the star appears and the Magi begin their journey, revealing to both the Gentiles and the Jews the Messiah. Things can change in an instant. Last week, I wrote out my intentions for the new year. It did not include breaking my hand. I was anticipating an active 2023, doing some more running, and then happened. In faith, if you'll put up my image. ARR. Anticipation, revelation, and recalibration happened. I was anticipating a beautiful new year. Moses anticipating fleeing Pharaoh's reign, but had no idea what was going to happen. He certainly didn't anticipate going to the Red Sea and all of a sudden it being parted for him. And imagine with me what the Magi must have anticipated. They were following the star in the east, we hear. And they thought they would be the first to recognize Emmanuel, God with us, baby Jesus. So they set off anticipating meeting the promised Messiah. Imagine them walking and the anticipation building along the way. Some theologians think that it might have been 400 miles they journeyed. It's unclear that they traveled, you know, from the east to where Mary and Joseph and Jesus were. But the Magi, their anticipation is building up. They're riding their camels. They're singing their traveling song, because you got to sing something as you're traveling along. And they're bringing their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, Reverend Liza Knapp, she wrote this great midrash on what the Magi must have felt and thought as they traveled. And midrash, you see, comes from the Hebrew word meaning to study, to seek out, to investigate. So she read the scriptures, Reverend Knapp, and she thought about the Magi. And she imagined this. She wrote, as if she were the Magi, "I'm a learned man. I've read the classics. I've studied the scriptures. I've certainly observed the heavens. I've deduced theorems. I'm a philosopher, after all, a teacher, a scientist, a sage. I've been called a wise one. And I knew. I read the signs. I calculated the location. I predicted the time. I went out confidently, sure of my route, secure of my analysis." The journey was long, that's true. But I would never have traveled that far to prove my theory, to prove that this was indeed the moment. The Messiah was coming, and I knew it. I would be the first to kneel before God's chosen one. I would be the first to deliver the good news to the child's parents. But when I arrived, I found the good news had already come, delivered instead by some ugly, dirty shepherds. How could these shepherds have known? They were uneducated, illiterate, not wisdom-oriented people. They came not through wisdom, but through foolishness. Music. These shepherds heard songs on the hillside from the angels. But I measured the stars. They listened to the angels sing. The Magi, you see, they went with great anticipation of meeting the Messiah, but they did not find what they expected. The Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals anticipated a tough, grueling football game to determine playoff seeding. They did not anticipate a medical emergency canceling the game. But yet, for both the Magi and the football players, there came a new revelation. The Magi had a revelation. They were not the first to arrive. And that the Messiah, the King, was not who they expected it to be. They were not the only ones who knew about baby Jesus. Reverend Knapp speaks to this revelation in her Midrash. She talks about how the Magi began their journey full of this anticipation, and they were convinced that all the history was leading up to this moment. They were expecting a great wave of change, a great wave to come, God's second flood even, or God's second breaking of the Red Sea and crossing. They didn't anticipate a little baby, helpless, who needed humans to survive. The Magi, when they arrived, they came upon this poor family, sheltering in a stable, a young woman who had just given birth, and a baby sleeping in a feeding trough. But then, the revelation hit the Magi. At the end of their journey, after following the star to the Christ child, they realized that it's not about being the first to see the Messiah. They were expecting a king, strong and royal, but they found this baby instead. They assumed that God's chosen one would be a born leader, a king from the very beginning. But when they looked at that baby, they didn't see a king. They didn't see that mighty warrior, that future ruler of the nation. They saw that tiny, vulnerable, trusting baby. And a new revelation hit them. A new revelation about our God. As they looked at that baby's face, they saw the face of God. God looked at them through the eyes of a baby. Now, anticipation doesn't lead us to what we expect. Anticipating a new year, falling and breaking your hand is not what you expected. Having the football game canceled because of a medical emergency, not what the players expected. Going and showing up to baby Jesus, him not changing the world as expected. The Magi had to recalibrate when they got there, and they had this new revelation of who Emmanuel was. They had to adjust their compass to God's compass. Listening to the angels now, the Magi, like the shepherds, they finally listened. And in their dream, the Magi learned that they could not go back the way that they came. They could not follow that same path as before. So as we hear in Scripture, they returned home by another way. They went a new way. The three gifts that the Magi offer us in this new year are about anticipation, revelation, and then recalibration. We have so many dreams for this new year, hopes, aspirations, intentions, goals, and we anticipate them all coming to fruition. Not a bad thing. But then when they don't, what is God revealing to you? What revelation is happening there? And can you recalibrate and follow that path that God is leading you home, leading you back to God? Because we can never go on that same path as before. The past is the past, and we can't go back. We can only head towards the future. The angels told the Magi they must go home by another way. And it's a great metaphor for us to remember that we have to listen to God and follow God's new road that God is ever creating. God is inviting us to sing a new song. Our God is the master of helping us anticipate good things to happen. And then God is being with us when we realize things aren't what we expected them to be. And our God is the one who will continually pave out the new road for us to follow. So in this new year, what song is God placing on your heart? What song are you listening to guiding you forward? Where do you need liberating in this year? What's holding you captive? Where do you need to release and let go? Is there a pattern maybe in your life that you want to shift? A habit or a practice that you'd like to adjust that will lead you closer to God? Friends, we, like the Magi, can't go back to our old ways. Can't go, Mackenzie, I know, right? Thank you, honey, for the exclamation. She says, no, you can't go back. I was baby Jesus this past pageant. You gotta keep going forward. She's telling us. So we have to move forward, Mackenzie. Just like Moses couldn't turn around because he would have been caught by Pharaoh's army. We're called to continue moving forward and have that revelation that something else is happening around us and that we can recalibrate and follow God. May you follow God, follow the star in this new year. Thanks be to God. Amen.